Cowboys and he's kicking. Because you've got to make sure that you get enough isolation between your tribes. And if totally separate places talk about the same thing, it starts getting tricky. You can't really do that because everything's so interconnected. And everybody hears stuff and other things. That's why you can't trust what the Malaysian government says about nutrition and say, oh, well, this must be true because the Malaysian government and the Americans and the British all say the same thing. And you go, problem is, we're so interconnected that the Malaysians will say, hey, why don't we just take what the Americans say? Why not? You know? Surely they've done a lot of research. And then you come to find out that the Americans didn't do any research at all. It was one guy's opinion. And he had some political clout and he pushed it through. That's been the funny thing about, like the food pyramid for all those years. And they come back and they say, you know what? All the recommendations they gave on there was basically on one guy. And it was basically on his philosophy. And it really had very little basis in fact. And they said, and it's really funny, because once you do that, and they've had studies that have proven this, and they've seen it, they said, once you say something is so, it's almost like there's a whole cloud of evidence to say it so. And it may not be so at all. You know, money kind of coalesces around it. And you go, well, there's a lot of research studies being done that say that this is true. And you go, where did the money come from to study? Our government. Said, did the government specifically give out money specifically to study this toward, leading toward your conclusion? And you go, yeah. And you go, you see what's happening? And you go, yeah. Old criminal technique, the orgy of evidence. This is, you can tip those scales. Because researchers who think that they can be objective are deluding themselves as well. You can try to be objective, and that's good, you should. But you must always know that you've got built-in biases, and you're going to work to sustain those biases. Even if you do so, it's up to you. It doesn't matter. Even if there isn't a lot of actual evidence. That's why people say, well, it's not fair, you guys have a bias. You go, yeah, we all do. We all do. And when we think we don't, we're kind of playing a game with ourselves. And that's being nice to you. Because you're fooling with the numbers. Unconsciously, perhaps, but you're fooling with them. Sometimes you don't even do it unconsciously. Sometimes you do it on purpose. To make you a bad person? It says, You see in the climate change thing, all about the fact that, you know, if you don't follow our course of action, we should do something to you. We should lock you up. We should throw you out of the country. We should do something, right? So that we can get rid of people standing in our way of doing the course of action that we have planned. And you go, hey, look, that's evil. Just don't do that. could, for all you know, your course of action is wrong. Well, logic, don't run this logic thing. He says, we've done a lot of evil in the name of logic. This is Hitler. Very logical. He saw a problem and he went about systematically to solve the problem. And says, and see how many people die? He says, that's what I'm starting to hear from you. You climate change advocates. It says, you guys want to write things, and part of your plan for writing things is, frankly, to kill our whole population. This is mostly, you want to see the United States, Europe. I think you're wanting to give China a pass because you've got a soft spot for China. You know, they aren't evil. And you're going, wait a second. They've got plenty of problems. This is, but we're not playing that game. This is, you've got a built-in thing that says that the culture that bred you is evil, and you're looking for excuses for either making us change the way we are or to destroy it. You know, however you want to do it. Reforming us in some other way. And you're going, I think that's hilarious because most of the advances that we've made, and I think they are really authentic advances. Came from us. Some dude in Africa living in a hut did not come up with the internet. You can say all you want to about whether it's good or bad. Frankly, I think it's a net good. Certainly can be put to good purposes.
Okay. Let's talk about
that's true. And you go, I'm sorry. If black people want to be treated better, then they need to come up with more stuff to make us say, wow, aren't they amazing?
And you know, I thought,
so far, the only thing that I recall is peanut butter.
I'm thinking, okay, there's the phone, telegraph,
And they, and see, other
light
people,
bulb.
Yes, other people would consciously say those things all would have been developed by a whole other culture if white people would have given them a little breathing space. And you go, number one, there ain't no breathing space. If you're not willing to push, then you don't get the prize. Sorry. So yeah, I said, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude. White supremacy? I don't understand what you mean. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
That I'm better than you because some white guy just created the light bulb?
I don't know. The only thing you have to say is, so, what is the result of what you're fighting for? What do you want to see? And is it even a good thing? It's just half the time you guys don't think ahead and you don't see what the problem is. It says, if you prop up weakness, it says, what is the difference between being a charitable person and being a person who says, I will intentionally say that I'm not going to make the world a better place to give somebody else the chance to do it. And you go, I'm sorry, it's a garbage philosophy. But that's exactly what that thing is supposed to do. You need to be curtailed so that other people can sign. And you go, you know what? If those guys aren't signing now,
they're never going to sign.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You don't start, it says, this is not a comparison thing. This is a race. you don't try to put weights on your fastest people so it's more, so there's more sand. You let your best person run. And let the kids fall that way. Sorry. You know? Should we reform the National Basketball Association to let more white guys in there? Obviously, there's a black privilege in there. I said, no, I think it's because black people are better at basketball. I said, I'm sorry, don't mean to be rude. There it is. Live with it. If you're a white kid and you want to play basketball, you're going to have to be just as good as the black kids. They don't have to sit there on the sideline and give you an unfair advantage. Or, no, that's a good point to say. They don't have to give you some kind of handicap break. They don't have to. Doesn't mean we're not charitable. It says, but if you're not doing your best, if you're not doing all that you can do, you're not going to have the resources to be charitable to people who are less fortunate. That's garbage to think. That's why the Soviet Union died. It was trying to be charitable by telling everybody to be the same. And you go, that's dumb. Doesn't work. We now have a big country with evidence of that. You've got to let your amazing people do the amazing things.
Yeah. Way more amazing than the guy with one.
That's right. And what did God do? He gave him five more plus the one from the other one. Why didn't God give the guy that only had two and then Howard had four? Wouldn't that have made it more equal? God's not about fairness or equality. He's about getting the best results. And that's what we're all about, the best results. God's about creating more gods. He's not about making everything fair and even. He's about being charitable. But guess who has the greatest ability to be charitable? Rich people. You don't steal it away from them and then say that that's a good thing. That's just stealing. Government's being evil. Wealth redistribution is evil and wrong. It makes lazy people
more
lazy. It makes rich people and accomplished people, people's capacity, stop even worrying about it. It's like, what's the point? Right. You go,
it
says, I know your idea sounds cute. And it sounds like, you know, if it was just this kind of zero-sum game, that it might make some sense to do, except that there's several things even that were a zero-sum game where it doesn't work. Human nature won't tolerate it. It says no. You gotta let successful people succeed, and you've got to let losers lose. That's really the only way that people all of a sudden shake themselves one day and say, you know what, I'm tired of being a loser. I'm going to go and do something about it.
My boys didn't care about that.
Well, it's okay because there's a couple of realities in life. Number one, I'm not going to support them until the end of time. They turn 19, they start paying. If they can't pay, they don't. Well, sorry guys, you got to go. Where's the military? Well, Lisa, I kept asking you, and you kept covering for her.
Well?
Don't do that. Stop doing that. I am not going to oppose you. Okay? I won't do that. I won't oppose you. Even if I think that what you're doing is damaging, I won't oppose you. I will say, Lisa, I think it's a bad idea. And I think I did. I was constantly on her butt about getting a job. Luckily, I have something nice there. She wanted to get a job, too.
Yes.
Well, she said she wanted to get a job. Sometimes I wonder.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's all right around.
Yeah, I know. She didn't like it. Same is interesting. So I don't like bringing her up as an example of anything. She's borderline mentally ill. And so you shouldn't use her as a good example of anything. So, no. I don't think it's going to be a problem with the boys. Because they're going to be gone. The mission worries me a little bit because they didn't pay for the mission. And I really want them to pay for their mission, but I'm caught in this weird circumstance. They haven't been able to get jobs. I don't think they're trying very hard. That's number one. Upsets me to no end. But I'm sorry, half the people around them, don't mean to be rude, including you, say, I guess there's no job. And so I'm sitting here, I'm going, okay, I'm not going to sit here and argue with Lisa about this. If she says there's no job, there's no job. They're just going to have to become more responsible in other ways. I don't mean to be rude. It's another one of those cases, Lisa, where I kind of feel like I'm on my own. If there's anything going to happen there, I've got to do it. I'm sure you're trying a little bit, and I appreciate it. I don't think we're working together on it particularly well. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. That's okay. I'd rather pay the gas money to send them to Clovis or Lubbock or whatever. For them to go and have a job in one of those places, even if it costs more in gas than they're making money. I'd rather do it that way than just say, oh, well, you're 18, huh? I guess we're sending you on a mission. And we'll just cough up whatever money's needed to do it. I don't mind contriving that way, because they'll actually be doing stuff, you'll actually be making money, and they can actually put that aside, even if we're having to pay several hundred dollars a month just to give them the gas money to go back and forth. I don't care if driving on the roads is dangerous, that's life. You gotta do what you gotta do. If you die, at least you die doing something worth doing. I'm not interested particularly in safety. If safety is turning you into nothing, oh, I'm very safe. I don't do anything. You know, I'm just a bum. I live in my kid's my parents' basement, but they're very happy that I haven't committed suicide or I haven't, you know, become strung out on drugs. And I'm very safe. Worthless. It says, man, I would rather you take those chances and do something real. That's part of the test, too. I don't need to be working against God who says, I threw you down there and I didn't. The only thing that I gave you to help you out was this Mormon church. You only have to give it once a week.
Well,
I'm not bringing Saint into this. Borderline mentally ill. I can't. I'm not going to use that as an example. And you go, but yeah, this is. That's all God's really going to provide for you, besides you trying to listen to God and trying to do what He says. Which is a whole lot more. That's the whole point of the church, is to get that kind of a relationship going and to keep it going. It's not about going to church, it's about what kind of person you become while you're going to church.
Yeah, but the church is about the people that
you. Okay. And it's really difficult to get there without it. I guess you could walk, but it's not going to work very well. And you're probably going to get distracted along the way. So yeah, I think that's a good way to think of it. It's a vehicle. But don't get weird about the vehicle. The vehicle doesn't save you. You know, I'm sorry, the church doesn't save you.
Well,
that's where you get the ordinances.
Well, yeah,
I'm not trying to justify anybody not going to church. It's important. But just know that it's not the end. It's hardly even the beginning. It's mostly for those two purposes. Get the ordinances that are needed and trying to persevere, you know, enduring to the end. And so that's mostly what the church is here for. Don't get wrapped up in the fact that that's it. Oh, God, I covered all my bail. Okay, I'm safe now. And you go, no, you're safe at all. It didn't save you. It didn't do a darn thing. It says, now, who are you? What are you doing? What kind of person are you becoming? Going to church is, if you're not becoming something better out of going to church, church is worthless. If, however, you want to become a better person and you're striving for it, church is going to be a critical piece in making it happen. People get too confused. They think going to church is about appeasing God, and appeasing God is what we're supposed to be doing. It's the Catholic mantra. Appease God, appease God, appease God. And you go, I don't think God particularly wants or cares about your adoration, your worship, your talking well of Him, all those things. I don't think He really cares about those things in isolation. Only when, and He knows this, only when doing those things, they help you to become the kind of person you need to be, but you can become like us. That is the nature of the thing. People try to explain it, and we explain it badly. It's a really weird concept for people who go, there's cause and there's effect. If I go to church, I'm saved. If I don't go to church, I'm damned. And same as continent stupidity. And you go, then okay, Shana, if that's the only mentality you understand, fine. You're not going to church, you're damned, you're going to go to hell. Oh, well, that's just so rotten.
But that's
the only thing you seem to understand. That's your mindset. You cannot seem to get past that. If you're a good person, Shana, go to church and let it magnify your goodness. I don't know why you're saying that you're a good person, but you refuse to go to places where good people can get better tools. Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't mean to get into things. She's mentally ill. She is not an example. Please don't spend a lot of time listening to her or following the road she travels. But she seems to have other motivations. I said, and those are bad motivations, and you should avoid them. which is why she can't see it. She does. She refuses to see. She's an intelligent person.
I can see the sunset, which is why she's part of it.
Then she has an agenda going, a different agenda. She does not want to go to heaven particularly, and she really doesn't want to help other people do it either. She's got another agenda. Like I said before, I often wonder if she's really possessed by a devil. I don't know. She says, but I have never felt, I've never gotten to the point where I said, okay, I'm going to excise this devil. I haven't gotten to that point. Maybe someday I will. That's a pretty big thing, and my tendency is to say, unless an angel, they send an angel down to tell me to do it, I'm not going to do it. The angel can come do it. But they don't do anything if there's somebody with a priest at hand. Come through the veil on some level, they feel like they can help to turn you from a course. The problem is, I don't think Satan is really willing to listen to anything. That's why I appealed to President Hinckley. Because I thought she really thought the world of President Hinckley. And you go, well, apparently not. So yeah, I tried and it didn't work. It's like, okay, fine. You didn't think much of him.
Well,
I was wrong.
I was reading the manual that the man left church.
Yeah.
And she left it because she felt like so much was expected of her. I just couldn't do it anymore. Stop that.
Okay. Take your name off the rest of the church?
No.
Okay. See, that's what I tell Tina. Katrina, why on earth would you want to do that? Who cares?
It was a little over a year later. She decided to go back to church.
Yeah.
For the very same reason she left it.
Uh-huh.
Because she was still expecting more of herself. And she realized she couldn't do it by herself. She needed it.
Yeah. Sorry.
As long
as I think it's worth. Good. You keep going, Lee. If you keep going, you're really tired. I just wish I wouldn't talk to you about this. I'm sorry, Shana. You don't get the luxury of having your parents leave you alone. You can feel free to divorce yourself from us.
You can delete
them
if you need to
do them. Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Not even read them.
You can do whatever the heck you want.
Probably not going to stop.
Yeah.
Even if you ask.
Yeah.
I already told you
I'm looking for stuff. I got a job to do. I don't give a flip what you think about it. You're gonna drive me away from the church. So what? I said, yeah, you're already gone. I don't know why you think that all of a sudden you can go any further. I says what? You're going to use the fact that I put this on you to say, and I got into drugs, and I did all this, you know, and I decided to have a baby out of wedlock, and I decided to kill somebody just to make my try to make my parents feel guilty about pushing their weird beliefs on me. Well, says no, you did all those things on your own, kiddo. I'm not surprised. Yeah.
Well, if you want me to raise it, you have to let me adopt this child, and this child will be raised in the church. The everywhere.
So then you, and if you don't like that, then you don't want my help. You don't want my help. You can go find your help someplace else.
Yeah.
I said, I'm sorry, I love that child. I'm going to do the best I can for that child. And that includes all this stuff. And if it's just too weird for you, go find somebody to help you that is more amenable to your stuff. There's plenty of them. There's wonderful people out there who don't believe what I do and think I'm a crazy lunatic. It's just so, you've already proven that because I already know what you're getting said, information that you're embracing wholeheartedly.
Yep.
You go, so, you know, why don't you go and visit those people and see how willing they are to take you on, because I'm sure they will be. And God bless you and God bless them. Whatever God you worship. You know? So, but you better hope that your God has some thought with my God. Sorry. You can say I'm wrong and you can say I follow the wrong God. That's your business. I am going to push you to that point to where you say, yeah, I am believing in God. And go, there you go. Now you're finally being honest. You pushed me to. I said, no. I'm helping you to see. I'm helping you to see clearly. If you really don't want anything to do with this, thank you. Finally. At least you're talking. At least you're not lying to everybody, including yourself anymore. You can say all day long it's your parents' fault. You go, but it's a choice that you make. So I'm sorry. Millions of people make a different choice. And they don't seem, you know, burdened by guilt and pain and, oh my God, Joseph Smith was a demon. So, you know, they don't think that and they're fine. You can say I'm crazy, but you have to go up against the 15 or the, however many, the 10 million others, or maybe 5, who actually believe the same way I do. Sure, we can all be nuts. You're right. But, it's up to you. I'm trying to get you to do.
I hate it when this revolves down here. Because it is. It's just a bunch of...